Hi there and welcome. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and you, the Take Two family. And we have the show team in place. Matt is our screener today. Michael is producing. Rich is on social media. And Debbie, we look forward to, I think, what's going to be a fun conversation with the Take Two family.
Well, we had a lot of calls yesterday and it was wonderful. A lot of first time callers as well. So we're asking you to weigh in on this question. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Okay, where's that place that brings you the most joy and peace and love, all the things we're experiencing and hope, all the things we're supposed to be experiencing during Advent? So if you could spend Christmas anywhere, okay, where would it be? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Matt is ready to answer your call and just share with the world so that we can celebrate with you and just imagine and dream as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not necessarily talking about exotic places, like if you can get away to, like, you know, a Fiji or, a, you know, Switzerland or someplace like that. But it could be something like that. But it also could be maybe you're not going to be able to be with family this year. And that would be where you would spend Christmas if you had the opportunity to do so. Or maybe with a deceased loved one or a family member or a friend or somebody. Or maybe it's where you are going to spend Christmas this year, if you want to share that as well. 833-288-3986. We don't have a show if you don't call, so it is your show. Let's take it away, Take Two family. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? And Debbie, before we go any further, if I may just have a second, I just wanted to mention we were contacted by the daughter of a longtime Take Two family member, Mary Beth in Ohio. And Mary Beth has been a regular listener for years and years and years and a regular caller to the program as well. And her daughter informed us that she has been placed on hospice care. We have no other details than that. But in the Take Two style, Take Two family style, we want you all to just really, jump into prayer right now for Mary Beth, for her family, for God's grace and joy and presence to be even in the midst of what is a very difficult situation for all of them. And we appreciate all of you taking that into your prayers starting right now.
And Mary Beth, if you're listening, we love you very, very much. So be assured of our prayers all around you. Please feel the Take Two family prayers. Okay, if you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Please call in and share with the world. This is your show, like Jerry said, and please, step up and just kind of dream big. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, Christmas isn't always a Hallmark movie. Sometimes it can be. We can have those really joyful moments. And if you're looking forward to those with your family, let us know. Maybe you've got a big family and you bounce around. You know, Christmas Eve, it's here. Christmas morning, it's here. Christmas afternoon, it's somewhere else. Christmas night, maybe even another location. Let us know what your Christmas plans are. But especially if you could dream a little bit and spend Christmas anywhere you could, where would that be? We're just a week away, folks, from that big day, the birth of Jesus that we celebrate so joyfully in the church and in our lives and in our families. So if you could spend Christmas anywhere, let us know where that would be. Call now, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
How about somewhere where you can experience a white Christmas? You know, the snow falling and things of that nature that are so associated with Christmas time. Would that be a place that you would like to be? How about right where you're at? You want to be right where you're at with family and friends and you're in the comfort of your home. How about just imagining, you know, and dreaming big, like we said earlier, and just thinking, wow, just amazing to be in Italy for Christmas or the Holy Land for Christmas, right? I mean, it's just incredible what we can think about and explore together as the Take Two way, but you have to participate. If you don't participate, Jerry and I are just going to go back and forth and share all of our dreams and where we want to be for Christmas. So we want to hear from you. There go the phone lines. That's wonderful. They're lighting up and that is a beautiful thing. And we love when you participate because you help us to learn and grow and get closer to God. And we journey together. And that's what Take Two is all about. That's why we call it the Take Two family. We're a family on that same journey, hopefully. And if you're listening, you are part of that group. You're part of us. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, interesting timing again on this topic, because my three brothers, Debbie and I, you know, all three of my brothers, we were kind of dreaming via text message the other day. It's been a long time, many, many years since our family were all together for Christmas. And of course, our sister is gone home to the Lord now. So we were all just kind of floating ideas about, you know, maybe in a couple of years, God willing, if I get ordained, perhaps, you know, maybe not right at Christmas, but, you know, sometime a little bit after, we could escape to a place in Colorado somewhere, or Wyoming, or...
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
all of the spouses and you know, and myself, and just have a family, kind of family reunion Christmas, you know, maybe,
right.
maybe Take Two family, maybe it's been a long time since you had that, and you long for that, you yearn for that. Mm-hmm. Call in and share, you know, what's on your heart about that, if that is what would be kind of your dream Christmas for this year, or any year for that matter. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
You know, that's so interesting, because I was just talking with our senior producer for the spirit world, Tim Mott, and we were going back and forth, and I said, Tim, I really want to go to Tahoe, you know, to just experience that beautiful mm-hmm. snowfall, and then just and it's just white snow, just wonderful. And then we explored Aspen, Colorado. That's so interesting that you said Colorado, and I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cool to just be with family and have that Christmas celebration, and you're in like a gigantic log cabin, and it just, you know, I don't know, it just would be really cool. I'm sure, though, you'd probably have to bring a lot of decorations with you. So probably have to have a U-Haul following you or something. But if you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I know we're going to hit the pause button in a second. So Toya from Texas, hold on. Don't go anywhere. You will be first leading this discussion today.
Yeah, not only where, but with whom. If you could spend Christmas where, anywhere you could, or with anyone that you could, call us up at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. So glad you're with us for this Advent edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, don't forget, it's your show. You are the ones who call and, as we say, drive the show, make it what it is, make it impactful every day. That's what we want with Take Two. We want it to have an impact on people's lives, and you get to speak to your fellow Take Two family members and inspire and encourage and uplift and edify. So please give us a call now with your take on today's question. If you could spend Christmas anywhere you could, or with anyone you could, where or with whom would that be? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll go to Toya, as Debbie mentioned, right after I mentioned that EWTN podcasts are available on Spotify, weekday shows from the Sunrise Morning Show through Ave Maria in the afternoon, plus the latest weekend programming. You can find it all on the Spotify app. So, as they say, EWTN is everywhere, and there's some more proof of that.
Okay, so we'd like you to join Toya. She's going to be first up here on Take Two. Just call this number and tell us, if you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to welcome Toya from Texas on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Toya.
Good morning. I guess it's almost noon some places. But I just had to call when I heard this topic, because I actually want to spend Christmas in a Hallmark town, because within 1 hour, everything is fine. All my problems are fixed in 1 hour.
I love it.
Boy.
But you have to admit, the Hallmark movies, they make it seem like it's so perfect and quaint, and everything is wonderful. Everything works out. Everything is beautiful. Everything's clean. Everything's happy. Right, Toya?
Absolutely so. That's where I am for this Christmas.
I love it. What do you say, Jerry?
No, I love it. I heard a song the other day on the radio because I have Sirius XM and they're playing some of these channels convert from regular programming to holiday programming. And it was called Snow Globe Town was the name of the song by Brad Paisley. You're laughing, Toya. Are you familiar with that one?
I am. So, yeah, that's what we should do. We just gather together in a snow globe.
Wouldn't that be fun? We might get shaken up a little bit once in a while.
Wow. Well, Toya, you have traveled and lived in many places around the world. Are there any places that we're missing? We mentioned, you know, Aspen, Colorado, and Tahoe, and Italy, and the Holy Land. Anything for you?
I loved Christmas in Holland when we lived there because December, I think it's the 7th, they celebrated Santa Claus. On Christmas Day, they celebrate Jesus Christ.
In Holland, wow, interesting.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's really cool. Yep. What do you say, Jer?
No, I think there are a lot of, you know, it's funny, when you live in those places, I think sometimes you can take it for granted. Maybe not. Maybe people who live in places like that don't take it for granted. But boy, like you said, Toya, when we have even one opportunity to go there, we just, it just changes our lives. The memories stay with us forever. And those are the kinds of places that we think about on a topic like we're discussing here today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Toya, I have to tell you, it's so funny. We always talk about how Jerry's voice, people can recognize it in airports and things of that nature, you know, from down the hall or something. So as you were speaking, I got two alerts on my phone saying, is that Toya Hall from Guadalupe Radio Network? So yes, it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great topic. You guys have a very blessed day.
Yes. Happy blessed Advent, remainder of Advent, and a Merry Christmas, Toya. God bless you.
Thank you, Toya. Thank you. That was a great contribution. Yeah, a Hallmark, you know, a Hallmark movie. It's so interesting that Toya would bring that up because just recently I was just kind of, you know, surfing as you do to see what's out there for Christmas, if there's any new shows or anything. And lately there's been some really good, you know, Hallmark type movies, right? Where they were getting into a lot of deep faith principles and concepts. And I thought, you know, that is really cool. I think there's a slight, you know, change in what we're seeing on screen, where it's starting to lean more towards exploring, you know, God in very, very unique and personal ways. And I thought, wow, this is definitely a different feel, a different vibe this year.
Yeah. No, it's. I think a lot of these networks and programs that are produced, they kind of, you know, go with the trends, if you will. I think, God willing, maybe we're wrong, but I think we're seeing a little bit more of a movement back toward God among people in our country. I hear about, what's the young generation now? Is that X or Y or Z? I don't get the generations mixed up.
Yeah.
But they say that young people today, Debbie, are really starting
Gen
to look
Zers.
For even, yeah, look for the deeper meaning, and they're finding that in God and in the church in many instances.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the alphabet.
Yeah. One of those alphabets.
X, Y, or Z.
Well, what do we do next? And when we get to Gen Z, is the world going to end, or are we going to go back to A?
Right. You go A1, A2. Yeah. That's so funny. Hey, let's hear what Mary has to say. Avon by the Sea in New Jersey and on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank
Good.
You so much. You
I
go right ahead.
Just telling your screener, mine isn't a place as much as an idea, and I know it can't really happen. But what I yearn for is I wish I could be with all the family that's like gone on and to be with my kids now, like, I wish my grandparents could have met them, like, so that's kind of where my heart pulls, and so obviously that can't happen. I grew up in Staten Island, and we loved just all being there with family together. It was very close, and so this year, I did, like, a photo album for my siblings, and my mom is still alive, of, like, generations back. It probably took me 2 years of family and condensed it, and it took a long time, but I just gave it to them about a week ago. So that was my way to bring it all together so my kids could see it. And because it just, that's what makes you think every year at Christmas. You think about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, real quickly, I just wanted to say, Mary, because you grew up in Staten Island, I grew up in northern New Jersey, not too far away. And, you know, it's so interesting. You just got me thinking back when I was a child and Christmas would come, Jerry, and I'm sure maybe probably you had it in your family as well, because it was kind of that generation where you would start Christmas morning, right? And then there would be, you know, people would go to mass or you know, all the celebrations would start. And then all day long, either the doorbell would be ringing or people would be coming into the house, right? Or coming
100%.
Around to, yeah, or coming around to the backyard,
right.
You know, screaming Merry Christmas. And you're like, oh, it's Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so.
That's exactly how it was.
Yeah. And you remember those days, and it was like, it became this huge family reunion and a sense of just abundance of love and connection. And we've missed that now because people have moved away and people go, and even if you fly in, right, Mary, if you fly in, it can still feel a little odd because they're kind of guests. They're not really part of the community. And so it still feels strange. What do you say?
Yeah, I tell you, when we grew up, like, I would still talk to my aunt about it, and she said, we didn't know how lucky we were, like, because it's not like that today. Like, we all grew up geographically close, and it was just that time, exactly like you said, Debbie. You're ringing the bell. Who's coming in at this hour? Oh, it's Aunt Mary.
Where I grew up, it was a small town. We didn't have any family in the area, but all of our friends, we'd be in and out of each other's houses because all of our mothers, you know, after the packages were open and everything was thrown away, they'd say, get out of the house, go do something. Mary, I love your idea about preserving the memories via the photos and all of that. I remember one year at Christmas, I was probably 19 or 20, and our mother had worked, like you said you did, Mary, she'd worked for a year or two. She put together a photo album for all five of us kids from really birth until the current time. And I still have that. I cherish it. I open that up and I go back through it from time to time. And, you know, as family changes and we move on and we move away from each other and people pass away, these are ways to keep really what is probably the most important thing we have alive, and that is our family and our relations and our loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a treasure. Absolutely. Mary, you are awesome. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful rest of your Advent and an early Merry Christmas to you, Mary. God bless you. Our call screener, Matt, said, I've spent Christmas in Rome, and that was amazing. I'm sure it was, Matt, but he said, Perry Como said it best. There's no place like home for the holidays.
Reminds me of a joke. When's our next clean joke show, by the way?
January.
January?
January, yeah, I put it on the calendar.
Okay, well, I can't save it because it's a holiday joke, so can I say it now?
Sure.
Well, you know, it's just kind of a punchline. There's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise.
Oh, you crack me up. Perry Como's songs and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, they're all over the place right now. Songs, you know, the beautiful holiday tradition songs. And wow, what great voices. That's another thing that I miss, that kind of... Just that kind of spirit in song. It's just incredible. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking about if you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? And you can just dream big. Toya got us started from Guadalupe Radio Network, and then Mary came in strong from New Jersey. And now we're going to go to Sister Cheryl from Arizona on YouTube. Jerry, please wave to Sister Cheryl. Hi, sister. What's your take on this
today? Hi,
Debbie.
Hi, Jerry. Merry Christmas.
Hi, sister. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, if I could spend Christmas anywhere, I would take Erica Kirk and Charlie Kirk's children to Bethlehem to let them see the place where Jesus was born.
Oh, how sweet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So after everything that they've been through, they would love to be able to say, where was Jesus? Where was Jesus? So I would love to take them to see Bethlehem where Jesus was born more than anything in the world.
Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment of yours, Sister Cheryl. And, you know, I think it would be wonderful, really, if everybody had a chance to go to Bethlehem, to the Holy Land. Debbie and I, Sister, as you know, we had an opportunity to go, I think, what was it, 2016, Debbie? Hard to believe it's been almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go back. But yeah, remember all of the Jewish people on the planes from the U.S. You know, who were going there because they consider it their birthright. You know, they get the trip to go see their homeland. You know, and really for us as well. You know, as Christians, we're descendants. You know, of our father Abraham and so forth. So we should really if you have the opportunity to go to the Holy Land, there are a lot of great pilgrimage leaders out there who are taking groups. And who knows, Debbie? Maybe one of these days
we'll go back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sister, thank you so much. God bless you for sharing today. And we just are so grateful for all the work and all the prayers that you do for us in your ministry, in your ministry vocation. So thank you. Wow. Okay, do you want to read what Matt said?
Yeah, Angel called and said, don't forget the military men and women who won't be able to be with their families this Christmas.
True.
And Angel, we can assure you, right, Debbie, that we never forget our military personnel, the men and women who put their lives on the line for our freedom so that we can have a Merry Christmas. Because there are a lot of areas in the world, a lot of people in the world, a lot of families, a lot of children in the world who won't have a very Merry Christmas because of war and strife and conflict and division and disagreement. And we can go on and on. And of course, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So we want to pray every day. Folks, hit our knees and pray for peace in those conflicted areas of the world and starting in our own hearts, because that's where peace really must begin, as St. Francis said. So
true. Okay, so we'd like to hear from you. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Could you please share with us? You don't have to be Catholic. If you're driving, you know, put us on hands-free or pull over safely to the side of the road and please make the call, because what you have to contribute today would really help others. It gets people to dream big. It gets people to just imagine again and to have hope and think of things, or maybe go down memory lane and start keeping and cherishing the memories that they have, because no one can take away your memories. And so your memories are very precious to you. And we'd love for you to share some of those with us, because it really does help others to just walk together and build that sense of that we're not alone and we're kind of thinking the same thing. Okay. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, call in right now, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and share with us if you have had a very memorable Christmas that just stays with you, one that you may not be able to repeat because it was kind of unique, one of a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. We would love to hear about that as well. I remember one Christmas, Debbie, when I was still living, I believe I was still a seminarian in the Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon, and all of my family still lived on the West Coast. We decided to get a beach house not too far from where we grew up, so we rented like a 4 or 5 bedroom beach house, and our mom was there, our uncle, the priest, Father Harold Thiel, was home from Thailand, and he was there with us. So we got to have Mass every day, especially, of course, on Christmas morning. And just a really, really, I still have such great memories of that. And so if anyone has, you know, memories of just a great Christmas experience that you would love to maybe relive one day if you had the chance, 833-288-EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986.
Did you ever see snow? You probably saw snow at Christmas, did you? Were you
occasionally? Yeah,
occasionally.
We did occasionally. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot, because I lived right on the beach, basically. So beach towns tend to not get a lot of snow, but there were a couple times we did. Yeah, and we just could not wait to get a day out of school.
So the phone lines are lighting up again for the second round of calls. Patricia, hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're going to be first up when we come back from the break. But we want to get you, the person, right? You know, you're listening, right? That's you. We're talking to you. Jerry and I are saying you're the one that can make a difference and kind of get us to really expand how we view Christmas by calling 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Call us. We'll be right back.
Well, we're glad you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. and you on EWTN Radio. We're going to get back to your phone calls. Patricia, hang on in Texas. Just have to mention something really quickly, and then we will resume with the phone calls. You're talking today about your if you have a just an awesome Christmas memory, a place where you spent Christmas, people with whom you spent Christmas, and you want to share that wonderful memory, or if you have dreams about where or with whom you could spend Christmas, share those as well. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, Catholic Community Media, serving New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They have four stations, and they're celebrating 16 years with us this week. Congratulations to David Dawson and his great team at Catholic Community Media from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. I love the Take-Two family. You guys totally get into the details. And you're sending us messages saying, I did not realize, we talked about, you know, sledding and, you know, going out and playing in the snow and tobogganing. And I did not realize there's a toboggan hat you can actually purchase so that you can look the part. And maybe it helps tobogganing. That is amazing. And then you're also sharing, because our call screener, Matt, mentioned Perry Como. You're also sharing your favorite Christmas tunes. Well, yeah, go ahead, share that, because a music, Jerry and I talk about this all the time, right, Jer? Music will prompt a certain memory, a certain feeling. Absolutely. If you want to share your favorite holiday tradition with songs, absolutely call in 833-288-EWTN. This is your show, guys. 833-288-3986. As promised, Patricia's up next from Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Patricia.
Hey, how are you guys? I just want to share, and I just heard you guys saying that you spent Christmas in Bethlehem. Is that right? 12 years ago?
It was at Easter time, wasn't it, Debbie?
It was Easter time, but we would like to spend a Christmas in Bethlehem someday, but go ahead.
That's my dream, to spend Christmas in Bethlehem, of course, the whole day. But also, I have a suggestion for the, you know, the churches or maybe retreat centers to have a New Year's retreat or adoration. For example, this year, I am going to a church that has perpetual adoration starting at 11 p.m. on the 31st of December and entering the new year in adoration for peace, for love, for families that are struggling and all that. And it's just like one thing that I had to call many churches to find out which one was open at that time. I was blessed to find one. And so that's what my husband and I are doing on the 31st of December, praying for this world, praying for Jesus to come soon. And but like I said, I would love to know if you guys know of any retreats that are offered on the 31st of December. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. What a way to bring in the new year in prayer and to pray for others and to start to be of service to others right away at the start of the new year. I love that, Patricia. And I just wanted to say, you know, with Bethlehem, I just think it's so important we do, whether we actually physically go on these retreats or pilgrimages or we do a virtual somehow, but it's important that we do, I think, we expand how we see and view these places that mean so much to us as Catholics. And it changes the way as we grow and as we mature in our spiritual life, it changes the way we view and even how we read scripture. So I'm right with you, Patricia. I think you're on to something. Can you share the main city you're close to in Texas in case others want to join that church?
I am in Euless, but I'm actually going to be in adoration in Keller.
Okay.
At St. Elizabeth and St.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. You know, and I've heard that before, too, because there's a couple parishes where I live in the Diocese of Phoenix. They do that, too. And they even have breakfast in the morning, early morning. I mean, there's all sorts of things where community is starting to come together again and really support one another, be there for one another. And then also, of course, stay very close and connected to Jesus through adoration. I love that, Patricia.
Yeah, and you know, Patricia, something that you said really struck me, and that is you mentioned you were going to pray for peace in the world. Of course, that's wonderful, and you're going to pray for our Lord to come. And sometimes we forget about that, because in the Bible, I think somewhere in one of Paul's letters, he writes, "Come, Lord Jesus," but I know at the end of the book of Revelation, in chapter 22, near the end of that chapter, the Apostle John says, "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.'" We are exhorted to pray for the second coming of Jesus. We have the coming as a baby, and then ended in his passion and death, resurrection, and ascension. And then he comes to us in many other ways as well, in prayer, in the Eucharist, and so many other ways. But we're exhorted to pray for his second coming, which I do frequently. And I always add on to that, Debbie and Patricia. I say, "Jesus, please hurry up and come, but save all those I love before you do, you know." But we're supposed to pray for the coming of Jesus.
Makes sense. Patricia, any other comments?
Just I wish you guys a super blessed Merry Christmas, and that everything is much better next year for all of us.
Oh, amen to that. Patricia, when you start the new year in prayer, I believe you said with your husband, would you please remember the Take Two family intentions? Our show tomorrow is the urgent prayer requests, and let me just share with you, we have a lot of people that are suffering and they're experiencing loss. I mean, we shared a longtime member of Take Two, Mary Beth from Ohio, just entered into hospice. I mean, people are dealing with some really, really serious and heavy issues. If you could remember them, we would so appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you guys. I pray for you guys every day, and it's just amazing how so many people are coming together with all this media, the Catholic media. It's just amazing. It's truly a blessing. I have no doubt that Jesus is coming soon. I cannot wait.
I love it, Patricia. Yeah, I love your spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, your enthusiasm is infectious, Patricia. Thank you. You've really inspired all of us. God bless you for a very, very Merry Christmas with your loved ones and your friends close by your side. Hope and pray. Thank you, Patricia. Mm-hmm. You know, I traveled yesterday from the seminary in Boston, Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, to my home parish, the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach, Florida, where I am doing the show today on Christmas break. And in the airport, they were playing, of course, they have all of the secular Christmas songs playing, and all of a sudden I heard an instrumental Ave Maria, and I thought, wow, this is really cool.
Wow.
So somebody must have snuck that in on him.
yeah, very nice, very nice. So we'd like you to contribute if you want to put your comments in on social media. We're waving to everybody, YouTube, Facebook, all the socials going strong. Or you can call us at 833-288-EWTN. You still have time, 833-288-3986. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Or if there's a special memory of Christmas you want to share with the world today, do that. If there's a song, I don't know, certain food items, something of that nature, a tradition, anything. This is your show, you guys, and let's really explore this together like Oscar has done on YouTube, Jerry. If I could spend Christmas anywhere, it would have to be at the Vatican. The beauty of St. Peter's Basilica, the joy of the Christmas Eve Mass, oh, I agree, Oscar, and the atmosphere of peace and hope would create an unforgettable experience. Well, you know what's great about what Oscar just said? If we can't get over there to Rome, to the Vatican, well, we've got EWTN that's got us covered with all sorts of programming and radio that gets us into that experience.
That's right. A lot of ways to stay on top of things. You know, the world has shrunk so much, especially with media and now social media. And I referenced earlier, EWTN is everywhere, and it really is. So, folks, keep your radio dial tuned right here, your TV tuned to EWTN. And especially, Debbie, I'm thinking we were reminded earlier to pray for our military men and women. And I'm reminded that we should pray for our, infirm, the elderly, the infirm, those who are not able to maybe make those holiday rounds to the families' houses and parties and things like that, but they have an EWTN that they can listen to or watch on television. What a great gift that has to be.
What about those that are in prison? You know, I was watching a documentary the other night about people feeling so disconnected and lost who are in jail or in a long-term prison setting, and they just feel like that they're forgotten in so many ways. And that's very unfortunate because, you know, granted, you know, they may have done, if it's a true conviction, if they may have done some really horrible things, but maybe they're trying to change and they're trying to repent and they're trying to, you know, continue to live their life. And I think it's so horrible when we, and I'm the first one to admit it, it's easy to do because you get on with life and you're not thinking about all these other people. And I just think it's unfortunate. And sometimes we just need to stop and remember there are a lot of people that are feeling very isolated and alone.
Yeah, that really makes me think that, you know, if there are any parents listening right now, a good way to teach your kids that would be at this time of year, especially as we approach the glorious celebration of Christmas, sit down with the kids and ask them, you know, who should we be remembering this time of year? Who should we be praying for? And they'll probably be wise and astute enough to remember, you know, those who are incarcerated, those in prisons, those in nursing homes. Nursing homes, hospitals. You know, our hospitals are filled. If you drive by a hospital on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, or Christmas night, you're going to see all the lights on in those hospital rooms. And hopefully, please God, they have family or someone to go visit them. Mm-hmm. I remember last year I was in the hospital, so mm-hmm. I know what spending Christmas is like in the hospital. And I actually had no one come to visit, Debbie, and it was so peaceful, though. You know, it was like mm-hmm. a retreat. It was, even though the entire 30 days I spent in the hospital this time last year, and by the way, thank you, Take Two Family, again, mm-hmm. a year removed from that, for your prayers. But it really is. I really felt a lot, you know, bad for a lot of, because most every other day I had someone visit me and bring communion and things mm-hmm. like that. So it really made my heart ache for those other patients who were in there who had nobody to come to see them.
Mm-hmm. I so agree. I mean, it hurts your heart when you know that. But we can pray for them. We can visit them. We can send cards. I mean, there's all sorts of things we can do to make them feel connected. You got to share, Jerry, on YouTube what Tony has to say. I think this is so precious.
Tony, a regular listener and viewer, how you doing? Says, I would like to go back in time and be a female shepherd, or I would even settle for being a sheep just so I could be there when Jesus was born mm-hmm. and see the Star of Bethlehem. How awesome mm-hmm. that would be.
You know, Tony, that's so interesting you should say that. I mentioned earlier at the show that I co-host The Spirit World with Adam Bly, and he talks about that, Jerry. Adam has said, you know, we should really put ourselves in the nativity scene, put ourselves right there, you know, and we all have, you know, a nativity scene at home or creche or something of that nature that depicts the birth of Jesus with all of the characters. You've got Joseph, you've got Mary, you've got the shepherds, you've got the sheep, you've got the other animals, you know, sometimes there's angels that they put in the scene, all sorts of things. And then, of course, you know, the wise men. It's so amazing to just kind of think about the cave and how dark it was and how cold it was and how isolated it was. And you know, all these things that you can start to engage the senses. I agree, Tony. I think if we spent more time meditating on the nativity scene, it would enhance our Christmas experience. I'm right with you, Tony. But Jerry, what do you think about that? Do you put up a nativity? Let me just full disclosure here. I have a nativity scene, a creche that I keep up all year long. Now, obviously, I remove the baby Jesus, but I keep the scene up all year long in our family room. It's just beautiful. It was picked out by a pastor that I worked for many years ago, and he said to me, Debbie, you've got to get this this nativity scene. And I said, okay, Father. And then when I found out it was like $500, and that was like, you know, 30 years ago, I was like, oh, Father, I don't have that kind of money. But I scraped up money and paid for it, and I've had it ever since. And it's absolutely beautiful. But I do think meditating on the creche is the whole entire experience and scene is very powerful.
It really can be, you know, and you mentioned some of the factors that we lose sight of, and that is how cold it was and how that was the only place that Mary and Joseph could find to have the birth of the baby Jesus, and just all of the rough conditions getting there. And we lose sight of so many of the little details of the birth of Jesus. We tend to think of it, again, more of kind of like in a Hallmark type of way. But when you think about it, there were a lot of sacrifices made by the Holy Family. And I think you're right, you know, having a creche, a nativity scene, and spending some time, even if it's just take 5 minutes, folks, and just, again, a great exercise for you if you're single, if you're married with no kids, if your kids are out of the house, grandkids, your own children, get them, and don't just put up the nativity scene and light it up and walk away and maybe pass it through the house a couple times on a day, but really give it some thought, some deep, deep, intentional, meditative prayer. And that will undoubtedly help you enter into the celebration that we're about to have here in about a week from today.
I so agree with that. Okay, so you can get your call in if you would like to. We'll squeeze you in really quickly. Matt's ready to go. If you could spend Christmas anywhere, where would it be? Or if you have a memory you want to share with all of us or a tradition, please call in, but do it quickly because we're going to run out of time. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I just wanted to highlight Open Line Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time with EWTN Vice President of Theology, Colin Donovan. So that's Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And Colin Donovan is brilliant. So you definitely want to tune in to Open Line.
Did you hear about, I think it was in New Hampshire. There was a young boy named Weston, and he was at home on palliative care. There was nothing more they could do for his cancer, and his only wish was to get as many Christmas cards as he possibly could. Did you hear about that?
No, I've seen a few things circulating on social media, but I don't recall. So tell us the story.
I'm looking it up right now, so if you can...
You know what interests me about the things that are circulating on social media? How do we know if they're true or not? Because yeah. That's what always concerns me. I don't know if, I mean, not, I'm not saying that this is not true, but I just wonder if anybody knows how we can, you know, make sure or verify if things are true or not. Because I've seen some really just heartwarming and incredible, miraculous stories. And I'm like, wow, if that's true, that is really cool. But I just want to go back to our first caller, Toya from Guadalupe Radio Network. And Toya is the founder of Guadalupe Radio Network. So she has seen a lot in the development of Catholic radio and continues to every single day that she works in the gigantic network that Guadalupe Radio Network is. But she's seen a lot of things. But it was so interesting how she brought back the town like a Hallmark movie. And it got me thinking, have you ever noticed on these Hallmark Christmas movies that everywhere, and I mean everywhere they walk in the movie, it's decorated with Christmas decorations. Yeah. Everywhere. I mean, they go into a restroom and it has Christmas decorations. They go into they go into a restaurant and it has Christmas decorations. They're walking to their car in a parking lot and there's Christmas decorations. I mean, it is so amazing. I mean, I just can imagine on set what they have to do to bring in. They're probably bringing in truckloads of Christmas decorations to try and to do every scene. I just think that's hilarious. I just had to say that. All right. Well, was it a true story on social media? Did I buy you enough time?
I did find one. Yeah. It was a different boy than I, a different name than I had thought anyway. His name was Jacob Thompson. He has since passed away. Mm. And I don't know if that was this year or not. But anyway, we got a notice at the seminary that on one of the tables in the dining hall, they put out cards we could, you know, fill out. And they even included stamps and everything. So I filled out a card and sent it to him. And interesting. His name was Weston, and that's the name of the town that our seminary is in. So,
oh wow! Interesting.
Just a good reminder.
He passed.
Well, this other boy did that I found online. I wasn't able to find the one that I was looking for.
So, okay. Yeah, that's like I said. Tomorrow, our show is God, I Need You Now. It's urgent prayer requests. A lot of people are dealing with some really heavy things. But let's hear what Johnny has to say from Michigan on TuneIn Radio. Hi, Johnny. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, Johnny.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Jerry, thank you very much. I've received 2 A's in my community college classes this past semester. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Glad to hear that.
If I could spend Christmas, I'd go to Levy, Quebec, Canada with my cousins. That's right. It's near St. Anne de Beaupré.
Yeah. Well, that's
I'm first beautiful. Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you get a lot of snow, right? Don't they shovel the roofs up there in Quebec?
Well, I've never been there during the winter, but I've been there during the summer. So. Okay.
Well, I was just up in Montreal, Quebec, Johnny, over Thanksgiving break. I don't know if you heard me talking about it on the radio show, but I visited the Oratory of St. Joseph, and I did not get to St. Anne de Beaupré. It's about a 3 to 4 hour drive each way from where I was staying. So, and traffic in Montreal is like any congested American city, so I just wasn't able to make that drive. But that's definitely still, it remains on my bucket list. What was really special about that for you, Johnny?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you too, brother. Thanks for the great update on your exams, those two A's. That sounds really fantastic.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, I have to thank you, Johnny. I have to tell you something. This is hilarious. So Toya started something with this Hallmark movie thing. So now we're getting messages that they want us to recreate a town. We should recreate it. That would be so cool. Maybe we should do it. Like, we should ask if EWTN would be willing to do it. Recreate like a street or a town where it could be like a Hallmark movie for Christmas.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yep.
See, I love the imagination of the Take-Two family. You guys are so awesome. You really take on these topics and you explore and you expand what we can think about and do. And I think that's so cool. Could we let's do that someday. Recreate a Hallmark town for Christmas. I love it. Okay, so Joseph in Tulsa, Oklahoma is up next on Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting. Hi, Joseph. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good, you go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I wish I was back in time when before my mom passed. Back in Western New York. I never made it back after I moved back to Oklahoma.
Oh.
On Christmas.
Yeah. How long has it been, Joseph, since your mother passed?
Let me think. I think she passed in 2011.
Okay.
I was able to get to a family reunion in 2010, I think, and I took a family photo of her and the rest of the family, and then she passed away in February, and the snow was so... I think there was no way I could. She was, you know, getting ready to pass away, and the snow was so bad here in Tulsa, and then I think we had no power. I don't remember everything about it, but could not get out of here to be there.
Oh, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm short of money too, I think.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what, Joseph, you know, we can hear your heart, you know, how much you really wished you could have been there. And God is outside of time and space. And what you can do now is you can just say, Lord, you know, back then when my mother was dying and I was not able to be there, I just pray that you would, you know, let my spirit be present with her or your guardian angel. You know, and you still stay connected now. Obviously, you know, if she's a woman of faith, then, you know, she's more alive than we are. You know, those who have gone on before us, they are eventually with the Lord, and we entrust them to the merciful care of Jesus. So you can be very, very close to your mother still, Joseph. I don't know if you've thought about that particular angle on that.
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, we don't know where people go, and Mom was Baptist, Dad was Catholic, and I don't know. I hope
well,
so.
Joseph, can we put your mom and dad's first names in our prayer book?
Okay, sure.
Okay. What are their names? First names?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. And?
Dad was Stanley, and his middle name was Joseph.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you got Joseph. Okay. Beautiful. Well, we've got them in the prayer book. And let me tell you something. One thing you can count on, Joseph, is the Take-Two family in the prayers. So feel those prayers and also feel the prayers of comfort for you, because I can already tell you that the Take-Two family is jumping into action to make sure that you put it puts a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're with you, Joseph. It's hard. Yeah, it's very hard to loss. You're making me tear up. Loss of family members. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter how old they were. It doesn't matter. It matters that it's our family and we love them and we miss them. But we have to hold on to the eternal hope. And that's what keeps us going, Joseph.
Yeah. All right, Joseph, God bless you, brother. Thank you for joining us here, and we appreciate your input on the program. And as Debbie said, lots of prayers are already starting for you, for your parents, and I think you can have a lot of great, great hope that they are with the Lord. That's what we will certainly pray for. In the meantime, that you can hear the music there. Our producer, Michael, is running that for us here, which means we are bringing this episode of the broadcast to an end. But we are going to be back with you again tomorrow, and it's our urgent prayer show. What is something, or maybe more than one thing, that we can get the whole world praying for on your behalf? It's God, I Need You Now. That's tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Well, and so you can go online. I understand you can see those Hallmark towns all around the world. I guess people do. They transform their streets into a Hallmark movie. How cool. Until then, tomorrow on the Urgent Prayer Request Show, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.